listening to the Local Bar Podcast with your host, Chad Alexander. Come on in. We have a lot of friends we want you to meet.
Hello, Merry Christmas. It is that time of year, finally. From the shores of beautiful Lake Murray, you have found the Local Bar. I'm your host, Chad Alexander. And of all the places you could be, you have decided to spend a few moments with us today. And for that, we are so grateful. Thank you very much. I hope your Christmas shopping is done because it's almost too late, people. It's almost too late. I've had a crazy couple of days, as I'm sure all of you have. It's so funny, you know, doing this podcast. I didn't plan on starting it when I did. As a matter of fact, I planned on starting this thing back in like May. But things take their time, and of course, we procrastinate. And I have found that I've enjoyed this podcast coming out now, simply because it's that time of year that it seems like it's just nice to have a little break to sit back and just kind of just hang out for 30, 45 minutes, relax, remember that everything's okay, the world's not coming to an end. And you know, I don't know when most of you people listen to this podcast, but I listen to it in my car a lot, not just this one, but any podcast. And I actually don't really listen to this podcast because it'd be kind of weird sitting. I mean, as much as I'd love myself and I have one of the world's biggest egos, I really don't sit and listen to this. But partly because I don't want to hear where I messed up. I like to think that it goes perfectly and there are no edit problems with it at all. One of the things I'm finding it hard to do is to relax when I'm in my car because I forget that everybody has to drive at Christmas because they either have to shop or they have to get somewhere, you know, for family or whatever. And not everybody in the world's a good driver. And if people, I hate to sound like old man Chad here, but please put your phone down. And I'm going to be honest with you. And this sounds terrible, but those of you older folks in the audience will have to agree. It ain't the young kids that are on the phone driving bad. It's everybody 65 and up. I'm not going to lie. Go ahead and send your emails. localbarmail@gmail.com. Come on, all you people that probably still use AOL. Say what you want to about young people, the millennials or whatever. They're born with cell phones in their hands. People, they know they could ride a bike and talk on the phone at the same time. Yeah, you folks were, you know, the hula hoop was brand new back then. Okay. You know, please just get off your phones. All of you. I shouldn't pick, just all of you. Anyway, it has been kind of a challenge over the past few days of keeping my sanity during this time of year. And I'm really just laughing at myself because I have to be open with you folks. Everybody on, you know, this podcast has always been fun for me because I can really be frank with who I am. Because again, like I've stated before, I didn't really start this for anybody else. It was really just kind of a journal thing for me that just took on its own, just morphed into something else. I caught myself losing it the other day at somebody in the car, laying on the horn for like half a mile. I just, you know, it can bring out the worst in us. So it is nice to take a little bit of time and relax. Thank you all for doing that. I want to give you a trick and a shout out to some friends of mine. You know, if you need something to get you through a stressful day and to take a little bit of, take a little bit of stuff off of you. Let me tell you a trick that I have found that I enjoy more than anything. I've got a few friends that all have iPhones because, oh my God, if one of them would go get one of our other friends would go get an iPhone, he could do this too. But we all use the group messaging on the iMessenger. Start a group message with like pick three of your idiot friends, and just start it about nothing and always have it. Because I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of times that throughout my day, I can't really sit down and text somebody, but man, if I turn that thing on and look at it, those chuckleheads make me laugh. If you want to do anything, get yourself a group text message, with some friends of yours. And I'm telling you, it makes the day so much more fun. But right before I got on here today, I couldn't stop laughing about one stupid thing that one of them put up. So, I hope you are finding your ways to find your peace during the week. For those of you that listen, and we have a lot of new listeners, let me tell you something. You want to have 300 to 400 new listeners on your podcast. Apparently, go get Mike Alexander to be part of it. So for those of you that may be new, I started advertising in some other places this week. If you didn't hear last week, my dad was on. He said something wonderful that I've really tried to focus on this week, and it's finding your peace at Christmas, because a lot of things can drive you crazy. If you even preachers that you know, you think they're probably happy-go-lucky because they love this time of year, it can be a very stressful time of year. And if you haven't listened to that podcast with my dad, I'd highly recommend you go back and listen to it. But I got somebody very special that's going to come on this week, and that's got a unique perspective that I'll explain after the break about why I wanted them to come on. But before that, I want to tell you two things have come to mind for me this year that have shown me what you know, the best way to focus on Christmas. One of them is, like we've talked about in a lot of the shows leading up to Christmas and leading up to this week, is that you know, there's so much to deal with at this time of year. Not only the gifts and the traveling and work has got all this, you know, there's a huge crunch time for a lot of us during the work season, because you got to get it in before the end of the year and budget starts. And any of you in healthcare, everybody has met their deductible. So this is a tough time of year for nurses and doctors and MAs and NPs and all you other letters of the alphabet that do stuff. It is a very, very tough year. And I really didn't mean to focus so much on that, but it's just turned out to be something good to talk about. And I took my daughter to a family Christmas party on my mom's side of the family. We did Christmas this past weekend. It's just a tradition that we've had for a while, and it was the first Christmas without my grandmother. I'm a very, very lucky guy. I'm 38 years old, and I didn't lose my last grandparent until this year. As a matter of fact, I am so lucky that I didn't lose my first grandparent until I was 28 years old. And this past decade has been, I've said goodbye to all four of them over the past decade. And yeah, it's been tough, but this grandmother was one of the ones that, I'll say I was the closest with in a lot of ways. I had a really unique relationship with all four of them, and I've told people before that my grandparents are all huge pillars in me growing up. One of the neatest things about all four of them, or two things that I will always brag about, is that I had a relationship with each one of them individually that I bet nobody in my family, including my parents, knew that I had, because I didn't lose them until I was older. I got to know each one of them. By the way that I would visit with them, and little traditions that I had with a couple of them that we would do around the holidays that nobody really knows. I swear I've got stories I don't think I've even told mom and dad. They were four wonderful people. I'm the culmination of a lot of folks that have entered into my life, but definitely the four of them hold a great role. Two of them sinners and two of them saints, but I learned a lot from both of them, or all four of them, and I'm very, very proud to call myself their grandson, I can tell you that. But my grandmother that just passed away was a really neat lady. Everybody loved her. One of the most giving people. And, you know, I think we all have special relationships, or I hope a lot of us do, with our grandparents. But everyone loved my grandmother. She was just one of those folks that really spent a lot of her time doing a lot for other people. She volunteered a lot, and she was just a very loving, very giving person. And she had this really unique way of making everybody in the family think that they were her favorite. It was just insane the way she just loved and cared for everybody. And everybody knows how wonderful that is, because they all know deep down that I was her favorite. But she still didn't make them feel like they played second fiddle to anything. And, you know, it's wonderful to have somebody like that in your life. All right, so here's the thing. So it's the first Christmas without my grandmother. And, you know, I could notice some things are different. I could tell right away that the family Christmas would never be the same, because for the first time ever, someone had a bowl of cantaloupe there. And there's no way in hell that my grandmother would allow that to be there because she knows how much I hate it. So somebody brought that junk. I don't understand how anybody in the world, if you don't know this about me, I don't understand how anybody in the world can like candlelight. It's the most ridiculous thing. It is ugly. It looks like an alien egg. It begins with the word can't. It just doesn't make any sense to me. My daughter hated it from the first moment she ever smelled it. It is just, thank God she got that, you know, the right genes there. But, you know, yeah, it's a little different, and I'm sure there are a lot of folks that as we get older, as we have a Christmas, there's somebody that's just not there. But I thought a lot about my grandmother this past week, and actually thought a lot about my ex-wife's grandmother, who passed away this year as well. We both lost our final grandparent this year. The two of them had something that for the longest time I thought contradicted the other. In thinking about my grandmother the other day, when I took some time to sit over to the side and be quiet and kind of take it all in, something hit me. And it has to come, it comes down to all of this about time management, about this craziness at the end of the year. And I had to take a perspective from someone in order to sit and see it through both of their eyes at the same time. And it really hit home with me, and it meant a lot. And it's something that I want to share with you after the break. But right now is our special guest this week, and I hope you enjoy this as much as I enjoy doing it.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky. Now and then when I see her face, she takes me away to that special place. If I stare too long, I'd probably break down and cry. Oh, 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 sweet child of mine. Oh, 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 sweet love of mine.
Well, with me today is a very special guest who has decided to come on and talk to us about Christmas and a lot of other things. Would you like to tell everybody what your name is?
Bryn.
Bryn. Well, you look very pretty, and I love your Christmas outfit on. Are you all ready for Christmas?
Yes.
What do you like the most about Christmas?
That you get presents if you're good.
Did you get presents if you're good? Well, so have you been good this year?
Yes, always.
You have? You've been good always? How are you good? What's the best thing about being good?
If someone told me to stop, I stop doing it. And if I tell someone else to stop, they don't stop doing it. I just have to keep asking them until they stop.
Oh, okay. So how old are you now?
4 and a half.
When will you be 5?
January the 20th.
That's right. So you're pretty close to being 5 now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So you said you've been good all year, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. So have you had a very good year? Did you have fun at school this year?
Yes.
What do you like the most about school?
That your teachers have to teach you stuff to make you smarter and smarter.
Yeah. Do you do good at school?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do. Mommy and Daddy are very proud of you for the job that you do. You do a very good job in school. So this year, you said you've been really good. What kinds of things have you done this year to be really good?
Talking to my friends nicely, doing kind stuff to them, paying attention to my teachers whenever I'm with them. If they tell me to do something, I do it. If they tell me to not do anything, I don't do anything.
Well, that's very good. I'm very proud of you for that. That's really good. What, all right, so this year, let's see. What all kinds of stuff did you do this year? You had a cool birthday party back in January. Did you have a good summer? Did you do anything fun this past summer?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
You know how me and my me and my mom go to the park and go to Chuck E. Cheese and do lots of fun stuff.
Do you love Chuck E. Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this year, You had some friends, though, that kind of had a hard time. Was there a big storm that came through?
Yes.
What was it?
A flood.
Yeah. What happened?
My friend Lawson, not all people know her, but people in my class know her. Her name's Lawson, and whole house got knocked down, so she went in a new house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it really tough? Was it kind of sad? But you were there for your friend, weren't you? What kinds of things did you do to let her know that she was going to be okay?
She did stuff with her mom to make her not cry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Was your house okay during the flood?
Yeah, because I live on a hill, but you can't see it, though. But I live on grass, and my car didn't get flooded because I have a driveway that where people run through the flood. Their car would get stuck in. Some people know there was a flood, but they forgot it was a flood, so they wanted to drive and touch the street, and their car got stuck in the flood.
It did?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I saw that on TV, and where I go to Target with my mommy, that part was flooded.
It was, wasn't it?
So much rain.
Oh, yeah. But is everything okay now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about those people that lost so much in the flood and stuff about their Christmas?
I think they're fine.
Yeah?
Some people died on the flood, guys.
Yeah. It was sad. But I think that everybody's putting stuff back together, and when you have bad times, sometimes you just got to remember to be happy, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Are you going to ask me questions, Dad?
Yeah, you want me to ask you some more questions?
Uh-huh.
What question would you like for me to ask?
You have to tell them how much I know.
Okay, so you want to talk about that? So Bryn, I hear you do very good at school. Do you like to read?
Mm-hmm.
How good of a reader are you?
So good.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Because I can hear myself reading all the stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And are you good at math?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part about math?
That you have to kind of learn stuff that you don't know. But I can learn stuff I know because I already know stuff.
What about like Creation Station and stuff at school? Do you like to make things?
Yeah, without making that activity, seeing May Watson and the friends with Miss Jenny before I was there, they were playing.
They were? The nativity scene? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm, that I made for you, but remember I made one for you? My friends that were with Miss Jenny, they were playing, so they didn't kind of... And I made my pretty because I paid attention and stuff.
You did? You paid attention? Why do you think it's important to pay attention?
So your things can look beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, one of the things that Mommy and I are really proud of you for is that you're very happy and you make other people happy. Why do you like to make other people happy?
Because I'm so sweet to people.
Yes, you are so sweet to people. But why do you like making people smile? You've told me this before. Why do you like making people happy? Do you think it's important?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you have a happy time, it doesn't make you be sad. Like, Cole gets crying about small problems, but me and my other friend's daughter that's not named Cole, they don't have a fit at all. Small problems, always big problems, or when they get hurt or someone hurt their feelings.
Yeah, so you don't like to worry about small problems, huh?
Mm-mm.
That's very good. Well, why don't you worry about, why do you only worry about the big problems?
Because big problems are bigger than any kind of problems.
Yeah, well, that's true. I understand. So Christmas is coming up in just a few days. What do you want for Christmas this year?
Santa already took my list.
Santa already took your list, but he may listen to this show. So what'd you put on your list?
Barbie Dreamhouse, Barbie Rainbow Hair, Barbie Pop-Up Camper, Pop-Up Pig, and Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake Oven? Are you going to cook something for Daddy? Will you really? That'd be yummy.
And I'm going to make you a cookie, and it's going to say, I am, and I don't know what, I'm going to think what it says for my dad.
Okay.
Well. And if Santa Claus comes, I'll make him a cookie.
Yeah. What do you like the most about Santa Claus?
He has a list and he checks it 2 times so he knows you've been bad or nice.
That's right. And you've been nice, haven't you?
Yes.
Do you like to go to family things at Christmas?
Yes.
What do you like the most about seeing your family at Christmas?
That I get to spend so much time with them.
Yeah. Is that important to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, I really appreciate you being on the show and talking to me and for reminding us to not worry about the small problems and only worry about the big ones. And you know what? You've been very sweet, and I bet you that Santa will be very good to you this year. But I can promise you that Mommy and Daddy will be very good to you. How's that?
Guess what, Dad?
What?
Are you going to ask them me some questions that I can answer so they know how smart I am?
Well, I think they know how smart you are. What do you want me to ask? All right, you want me to try something? Bryn, what's 2 plus 2?
4.
What is 5 plus 2?
6.
Close. One more. What comes after 6?
7.
There you go. That's very good. I'm very impressed with you. Hey, Bryn.
Yes?
Thank you for being on the show. You're a very special girl, and I really appreciate it.
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, you want to ask me some questions? All right, ask me a question.
What's 9 plus 4?
9 plus 4 is... Is 13 is your daddy's favorite number. Wow. You asked me that. Did Tommy tell you to ask me that?
Uh-uh.
You're silly. Hey, Bryn, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I love you very much. Thank you for being on my show.
Too.
All right.
We have so much fun together, and I hope you have a good day, too.
You know what? Thank you. I always have so much fun with you, too, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Me, too. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
I love you, too, guys.
Was Christmas Eve, babe? You're in the drunk tank, and an old man said to me, you won't see another one. And then he sang a song.
I mean, how cool is that? You know, I know every parent just
goes nuts over their kids, but please give me a break. Was that not the cutest thing? And I promise you, I did not prompt her into that. Don't sweat the small things, only the big things. And it just fit in with what was going on with me this week. Let me tell you first whose perspective I had to take. Just my daughter's cat. She has a cat named Boo that I have bored people with stories about. This cat's pretty awesome. I'm not going to get into the sentimental thing about him, but Boo is a different kind of cat. And I don't mean just because all cats are freaking, they're half chainsaw and half psychotic woman. I can't, you know, who knows what's going on with cats and in their minds, but Boo's different. Boo is actually called a Scottish Fold. I finally got around to reading this book someone told me a long time ago. It is called The Cat Who Went to Paris. If you've ever read that book, it's a true story. And that cat is a Scottish Fold. Just hops on a train, goes wherever you want to go. They're very, very different cats. Well, Boo just sits in the backyard. He never leaves. After his time in the service is up, if any of you that know the story about him, it's kind of like he just retires to the back and just waits for Bryn to come home, and he checks on her and he just watches over her as she plays or does whatever. You can't sit in the backyard with her without him checking you out and making sure everything's okay. He's the weirdest thing. But I noticed something about Boo when I dropped Brent off the other day. Boo just kind of sits back now and just watches everything. And I chuckled to myself because I was, I don't know, something had me thinking about my grandparents. And I was like, God, that looks like each one of my grandparents over there. And think about this. I don't know if your grandparents do this or not, but you know, there was a time that they probably got down on the floor and played with you, and then hips starting to hurt. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe a hip was broken. And then they don't do it as much as they used to anymore. And you kind of see them over to the side. The first grandparent I had that passed away, Papa, he smoked a lot. So he'd just sit over there and just smoke and just watch us. And for the longest time growing up, I kind of felt like Papa was just kind of missing out. Then as I got to know him, as I got older, I realized, he didn't miss a thing. He was just taking it all in. Over the years, I've watched each one of my grandparents do that, and it was kind of funny. I haven't told this to Dad yet, but in what he said last week about getting older, which he's not that old, but we're all, hey, whether we like it or not, the time stops for no man. And he said that he realized now that it's not things, it's people, and it's the time that you spend with them. And at some point in each of my grandparents' lives, I heard them essentially say that. What's funny is I can go back and remember them sitting back, just taking it all in and realizing that that's what they're doing. And so it's funny. I was thinking about Boo. Boo just sits there and just takes it all in. He just, partly because he can't speak and he's a freaking cat. But I don't know what got me thinking about that the other day and Boo's perspective on life and how it reminded me of what my grandparents did. And then the talk that Dad and I had last week about his people and not things. So I'm sitting there at the family pond house, and I'm looking at everything going on and, you know, missing my grandmother a little bit, but you know, understanding that it's still a happy time. And I'm so blessed to have been her grandchild, and especially her favorite one. And, I thought about something. You know, her name was Gringra. I'm the second in a long line of cousins on that side of the family. And I don't know. I think Susie had a speech impediment or something like that. And I really hope she's listening, because I don't think I've ever picked on her about that before. But she came up with the name Gringra, and it stuck. And, I mean, just everybody in town knew the woman by Gringra. But one of the things that Gringra used to tell me growing up is that whenever I'd get into something or I'd start getting jazzed about something and my temper would start going through the roof, she would just tell me, she's like, Chad, the small potatoes. And it was just her way. Now, there were some times she had to say that to me in a very tough manner. But it was just a saying that she would tell me all the time, Chad, that's small potatoes. And it was a reminder of these little things. Just why are you bothering yourself with them? My ex-wife's grandmother had this crochet artwork like almost every grandmother has. And it was hanging in her bedroom, and it was something that I always loved, but I couldn't figure out exactly how it fit in life. And it was just a little saying that said, if you take care of the minutes, the hours will take care of themselves. For the longest time, I thought that was a contradiction in terms to what Gringra was trying to teach me, that it's just small. Why are you dealing with the small things? You can see the importance in both. Yes, focusing on small things takes away your time from dealing with the big issues, because those are the ones that are important. Those are the ones that are going to take you out. At the same time, it was, well, you know, you look at this, and if you don't deal with the small things, there's no way that you can deal with the big. Something hit me in watching some family members just sitting and talking and watching the children play together. And there was something about a moment there that it finally all came together. I think a lot of it had to do with Dad talked with what Dad talked about last week. A lot of it had to do with a lot of the emails that I've gotten. Oh, speaking of which, so Smitty's down there in South America killing it, having a great time. I've gotten a bunch of emails from people that are doing crazy things. A couple of y'all are on a cruise. I'm incredibly jealous. One of y'all is over in Hawaii. I want to smack you in the face. The funniest one, though, came from someone in Saskatchewan that is going to a buddy's house where a bunch of them get together and they're all going to watch, like, they're having, like, a Mel Brooks marathon, like, all day long. And I thought it was a little odd that they picked Christmas to do that. So, anyway, I sent them an email back, I'm sorry I didn't ask if I could use the name, so I'm not going to use it. But maybe I'll have this person on in a few weeks. A buddy of theirs was a big Mel Brooks fan and passed away. They listened to what Dad said about Kim Pollard, the girl that passed away, and honoring her and still carrying on whatever, you know, using their name, saying their name, doing what they want to in a way of kind of honoring them. So the buddy of theirs that passed away, his favorite thing was Mel Brooks. What's funny is all of them hate Mel Brooks, and he used to drive them crazy with it. So they're all going to spend the day on Christmas with the Mel Brooks marathon to him. I'm sure a lot of alcohol will be involved, and I bet you guys will actually enjoy it a lot more than you think, especially if you haven't seen Blazing Saddles. What clicked with me, though, in that moment is that those two things aren't a contradiction in terms that take care of the minutes and the hours to take care of themselves. And then Chad, that small potatoes, quit wasting your time on it. You know, Bryn has it right. You know, why deal with the small problems? Gringrot was right, but so was Grammy and her little crochet thing. Because here's where I think the difference is. You don't want to deal with the small things because they'll bog you down and you won't go take care of what needs to be done. But when you do deal with the problem, those are big problems. And some of them may seem insurmountable. And I think a lot of times why we put big problems off is because we think we can't complete them. One of the things that I am trying to teach Bryn, because she is ultra competitive, so much that it almost scares a couple of my friends. One of the things that I'm that I've learned about her in doing anything, whether it's a game or a sporting event or whatever, is that I find that she's afraid to lose. And so what I've tried to teach her is that losing is just a way of teaching you how to get better. And sometimes you got to lose a lot before you learn to win. But one of the things I've started recently is to tell her, don't play to not lose. You play this game to win it. If you're always afraid of losing, you're going to find a way to lose it. How do you instill that in a 4-year-old? But we're working on that. But I think that's what happens. I think a lot of times, a lot of us are afraid to lose. So we want to play to not lose. And so what we do, and I see this with a lot of people, is we look at whatever that huge project is and we say, man, I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. So I'm going to go focus on these little problems, because if I take care of these little ones, you know, whatever. No, that's where Grammy's thing comes in. You got a big problem? Start by taking it apart piece by piece. Not that you're making it a little problem, but you start taking care of the details. And before you know it, you'll have climbed that mountain. It's like, what's the old saying? That it's not impossible to eat an elephant, but you have to do it one bite at a time? It's still kind of weird, but you get my point. It was kind of neat listening to Bryn talk about that, and it just came out of nowhere. That was her thing, you know. I don't deal with small problems. I only want to deal with the big ones. There's no reason to get upset and get your feelings hurt over those kinds of things. I did not tell her to say that, and I don't think I've ever told her that. That's just something she came up with. Here, Gringrot's right. It's small potatoes. Don't get frustrated over it. So is Grammy. You got a big problem? You starting to deal with it? One bite at a time. Is this time of year that we have these things. And I hope, like Dad said last week, that you're starting to find your peace, that you're starting to find that all this crazy time can still exist with wonderful time with friends and family. There's only a few days left. If you haven't pulled over and spent some time with as many people as you can, if you haven't taken time out of everything that's going wrong in your life to spend time with that one person that is dying to spend time with you, If you haven't stopped and put at least something down to not only take care of other people, but to take care of yourself, then you are missing out because everybody's life is going to get busier again. And no matter what we want, like that mountaintop crap we talked about last week, we're all going to slide back into it a little bit. Everybody's going to get a little bit more negative. Life's going to go back to what we call our normal. And then we go on from there. Don't miss out. It's a great message for any time of the year, but it's only one that we really seem to put the effort in at Christmas. So I'm telling you right now, go and do it. You get to, can you get off work an hour early? Then do it. Can you put down, you know, all this busy stuff that you feel like you've got to do? Yes. Go spend time. You really got to get to the gym. And just put a little weight on. Take it off at the beginning of the year. Come on. I mean, I'm one for sticking to your diets and stuff, but please don't miss out on the opportunities with friends. Don't miss out on the opportunities with your family members. If you're worried about gifts, it's not what's important. And if somebody doesn't see it now, I promise you one day they will. I want to say one last thing before we go here. I have absolutely enjoyed doing this podcast. I'm so, so happy to read the responses that I get back from you guys. If you want to subscribe on the iTunes Center, I'm going to ask for you to do this one little thing. If you do subscribe and you can rate the show, we would love for you to do that. It helps us out and get some more publicity. I'm surprised over the past about 3 weeks how this thing has taken off in a wild manner. And I do appreciate your feedback. A lot of you have been contacted about being guests on the show. I hope that you take part in it. I hope that you can put aside about 20 minutes to talk with us here. And I hope all of you continue to write in and be a part of the show. Because I can tell you, whether your email gets read on air or not, it still makes it in here sometime. I'm sure some of you can tell some of your points are made through what I say. Again, I hope you have the best Christmas. I hope you enjoy the time with friends and family as much as you can. And we hope to see you again here next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for stopping by the bar. We've picked up your tab, but if you'd like to throw the best bartenders you know a tip, head over to patreon.com/localbar and support the show. Any support is greatly appreciated. If you'd like to drop us a line, send your comments and questions to localbarmail@gmail.com. Thanks again for coming in. See you next week.
Yes, thank you. Have a wonderful, happy, merry Christmas. Get out there and enjoy your time. Find your peace. And we will look forward to seeing you next week. Merry Christmas. Take care.